Welcome to the Embodiment Conference 2020, also on behalf of the whole team behind the scenes. Thank you for your attention to another amazing presentation about intimacy and relationship. My name is Ilan Stefani and it's my pleasure to be sponsoring this channel, as I deeply believe that aliveness, embodiment, intimacy, relationship are key to individual and global change. My ongoing somatic research is focused on more and more aliveness for each and every one of us. I tune into the fields of collective trauma, of intimacy, of love and rage, shadow work, and higher level of energy. If you are curious about my work, you might want to catch my presentation on this channel as well as on the main stage. And you can also head over to my website, ilanstefani.com. My methods have been described as an embodiment training for warriors. However, you are so welcome to find out yourself. I teach online and in person. I teach in German as well as in English. Thank you for your attention and please enjoy the following presentation.
This session that you're hopefully going to enjoy is by Shahar Kaspi. I hope I pronounced that correctly. Great. And he's the founder of the International Art of Love School. So he leads seminars and retreats on sexual shamanism, therapy, transformation, and mindfulness, mainly in Israel, but also around the world. And we just had a chat that you'll be in Poland soon, where you lead some of these retreats. You're also graduated in the Hakomi method, and you give sessions to individuals as well as couples. Next to being also elite faculty of the International School of Temple Arts, ISTA, some of you might know, you facilitate a bunch of other things like cacao ceremonies and various initiations. But maybe more important also to the topic of this talk, you are a father to two and a partner, and that has informed obviously your life path and your teachings considerably next to what you've studied. And I'm really looking forward to hearing more on how open relating can be a path of awakening. So I hand over to you.
Wow, thank you. And then thank you, Christina, for all the support along the way. I'm so excited to share. I'm so excited about this embodiment conference. I feel that it's such a unique opportunity to allow people to be humbled by the wisdom of the body. And for me, this open relating path is my life. This is how I live in the last 10 years. And in this journey, I learned a lot about freedom and what it actually means, freedom. In the beginning, I believed that freedom is about that you can fulfill your desires and that you can do whatever you want. And actually, this is a very shallow level of freedom. But I had, I think, to fulfill them in order to realize that there is nothing in that for me. And actually, freedom is having no urgency. In some ways, freedom is about that you can choose whether to fulfill a desire and whether not to fulfill a desire. So this is one of the things I learned along this path. I learned something that I called PDP, presence during pain. Many people are coming into open relating and they believe, wow, I'm going to experience a lot of pleasure and I'm going to have a lot of fun. But actually, you're just going to get probably a lot of pain. Like, it's like you want to order a certain soup, but you're receiving a very different dish from the menu. And in my opinion, it's a better dish because, no, I love pleasure and pleasure is a beautiful way to open up and experience. However, learning how to deal with pain and learning how to feel pain and be open to pain is a beautiful path to allow ourselves to feel more. So all of these things that we put, like the shield and the armor and whatever we suppressed and this fear that we have since we're young children not to feel too much, I feel that this open relating gives us the possibility to come back and to feel more. And one more thing that is really important, and I'm going to share it in this session that we have, is I learned how to resource myself, which means to tune into what is happening in my emotional body and what is my somatic experience. And then finding, I call it my resource belt, and using these resources in order to come back to my center, even when there is a big storm. And storms are on the way in this open relating path. It's definitely part of the of this beautiful journey. So I'm gonna share with you a little bit about my life. And I live with my wife, Hadas. We have two kids, Nahar and Rafael. We have a lover called Aaron. And I'm gonna share some examples. I want you to know that it doesn't matter which constellation you have or which gender you have, it just fits all of you because this is more about the relational aspect. Let's take a breath. So due to the fact that we're in the embodiment conference, I want to invite you to just take a moment and chill inside your body. Maybe take a moment to go a bit forward, a bit backward, see where you feel comfortable. And starting with just breathing a little bit deeper and a little bit slower, just to regulate our nervous system. So you're invited to take a deep breath to the chest, a deep inhale and sound. Another deep one to the belly. And this breath, I want to invite you to use it. Just use it along this session because open relating brings up a lot of emotional triggers and activation. So whenever you need to take a moment and to breathe or to shake a little bit, or some micro movements to move the energy, just feel free to do that by yourself, resource yourself. And one more little thing I want us to embody is just take your right hand and just close your eyes for a moment and see where do you want to put this hand on your body. It can be in the chest, in the belly, or any place else that maybe you have some tension, or maybe you don't have any tension and you just want to feel some warmth. And I want you to take a moment and see if you can really focus on the warmth that is coming out of your hand, crossing the fabric, penetrating the skin and coming inside. And just take a breath to this warmth. And along this session, you are really invited to use this simple gesture of just putting your hand wherever your body tells you that they need some support or some resourcing, just coming back to your body. So let's go a little bit into the underworld. And the reason I'm talking about the underworld is because open relating is a path to the underworld. Because actually you believe that that you're gonna have a lot of, you know, beautiful aspects of relating, and you're going to meet all your demons. In some ways, you can imagine that you're going down and you're meeting whatever is inside this Pandora box, and you're opening this Pandora box, and then you discover shame, and you discover guilt, and you discover jealousy, and you discover the feeling of unworthy, and lack of self-confidence and feeling of anxiety. And I can continue and continue, of course. There is at least 20 demons in this Pandora box. And one of the reasons that I'm sharing that this is a path of awakening is because you're going to meet these demons or instead of calling it demons, which is more like a shamanic language, we can call it our fragmented parts, the different parts of the self that are suppressed, that we are not in touch with. And we have an opportunity to meet these fragmented parts and invite them to come back and to be part of the whole. And to make peace and actually love these parts. I can give you a short example that for me, with jealousy, when I started this path about 10 years ago, I remember it was very intense. I had a big date. And whenever my partner went to meet someone, I felt this really strong emotion of jealousy, which is, of course, a combined emotion. It's not a basic emotion. So it's a combination of fear and anger and feeling of unworthiness. And in the beginning, this jealousy really activated me. And this took me into learning how I can resource myself, which is actually something we're going to learn in this session. And it also took me into having intimacy with this jealousy. And slowly, slowly, the more intimate I was with my jealousy, the more it became from a drama into a comedy. And in some ways, at a certain point, I actually had a name. I call it jelly jealousy. And whenever this jelly jealousy visited me, I would just have a talk and see, okay, what do you want to share with me? Where do you feel the contraction? Why are you upset? And I would actually have a date with this fragmented part inside of me and listen to it. And then slowly we can come and be together. And whenever I needed some resources, I would resource myself, as I will show you later, and then have another date. And slowly it became one of my friends. And the emotional activation faded away. And now when my partner is going to meet someone, I would say that in 99% of the cases, I feel that I'm holding her freedom. And I enjoy the fact that she's going to explore. And I enjoy the fact that a brother of mine is actually supporting me by empowering my woman and empowering the woman I love. And this journey took time. It took patience. And yeah, I'm very grateful. So let's take another breath. So I'm going to share with you two keys that are life-changing. And this is part of my my online course about open relating. And the first key I want to share with you is called freedom or safety. And this key is mainly because usually we get attached to a certain story. So if you are in an open relationship, you can just see your partner, even if you're in a constellation of a tripod or something like that, you can see which flags each of you hold. Who is more connected to freedom, to fire, to desire, to explore, to research? And who is more connected into safety, into routine, into grounding, earth, stability. And this need is as important. You cannot say that freedom is more important than safety or safety is more important than freedom. It's like you will say that fire is more important than earth. You need all the elements and are very important. So I just want to invite you to be honest with yourself. Where are you pushing more? Are you pushing more into safety? Are you looking more to feel confident in your relationship, to feel stability, to feel that you can relax more? In some ways, the ground is moving and you want something to hold you. Or you feel that you're looking for fire. I like to call it the fire of desire. You're looking to move your life force energy and you're looking for excitement and to be alive and to feel more the raw energies of your animal body. Or maybe just the desire to open your heart and actually love and be present with whoever you meet in your fullness. So see if you're attached to any of these flags, if you have a story that says that this is the right path or something like that. Because I met a lot of people, especially in the New Age world, that have a concept or an agenda that says, free love. But free love, for some people, it means that they can fulfill all of their desires. For me, if you fulfill all of your desires, it actually might be that you're just a slave. You're a slave of your desires. And freedom is about coming back to yourself and not having any urgency. So instead of having this conflict, if you are in a relationship now, you can experience it. If you are looking at a past relationship, you can experience that. Usually you have a conflict that one of the sides is holding, I want more safety, and the other side is holding, I want more freedom. And the reason I want to take you to embody this journey is because this is an illusion. I had so many couples come into my clinic, and in the beginning, one partner said, I want to have open relating with others, and the other partner said, no, I'm not willing. And 6 months after, they were completely the opposite. The one that wanted to explore begged for monogamy, and the one that wanted monogamy was, wow, I'm so open, I'm so alive, I want more. So one thing is, there is no reason to get attached to it, because actually it's going to change. And this is one thing that you should take in consideration. And I want to take you into this journey so you can go beyond conflict and beyond attachment. So let's take a breath to that. Sense your body for a moment. See your body sensations, feel them. If you need to use your hand somewhere, you can use it. And when you feel ready, I just want to invite you to close your eyes. If it's in your boundaries, then just close your eyes and go inside for a moment. I'm just going to have a quick visualization, a little journey. And the first journey is going to take us into freedom, or the desire for freedom. So take a moment to witness your body sensations, see what is alive. Allow yourself to slow down. Allow the breath to be a bit deeper. And I want you to visualize your partner, if you are in a relationship at the moment, or maybe two partners if you are in a tripod, whatever constellation you're in. And if you're not in a relationship, then just take an ex-partner or a future partner, someone that you want to go deeper with. And just visualize that you're starting to journey with this partner. And in the beginning, there is a lot of energy. In the beginning, you fall in love. See if you can feel this energy running through your system. It's a bit like drugs. A lot of hormones are in the system, a lot of excitement. You want to meet them, to go deeper, to make love. In some ways, there is a story that even says that you just found this thing that will complete you. And then let's take a breath. And 2 years are passing by, and slowly there is a transition from falling in love into love. Maybe the projection is starting to fade away, and you start to feel very comfortable with this partner. You're not making love anymore every night. It's more like once a week, but you feel very safe. You feel grateful. And then we continue the journey. And 3 more years are passing by. And there is a routine. Maybe you started a family. Maybe you just went deeper in your relationship and in your work. And you notice that something in the fire is starting to change. One of the reasons you notice is because you already saw all the series on Netflix with them. And you feel that your body starts to be a little bit numb. Let's take a breath. And 3 more years are passing by. And there is some resistance in the relationship. You don't feel your body so much anymore. You're not attracted to your partner. And you're looking for life. You're looking to be alive. And then just visualize that you're going to some intimacy workshop on your own. And suddenly in one of the experiences, you meet this beautiful being and something is changing. Suddenly you feel fire. This coal that was black is starting to be yellow again. You feel a lot of vibrations and currents and sensations that you almost forgot about. And you feel that this is what you want. You want to feel this energy in your body. You want to feel this life. You want to feel these vibrations. And you're going back home to your partner. And you're sharing with them that you want to open your relationship. You want more freedom. You know that you need to rock the boat a little bit because it's not flowing anymore. So just take a moment to see if you can relate to that, to the desire for fire, the desire to explore, to expand, to change, to move out of your comfort zone. And before we go into the other polarity of safety, I just want you to take a reference point on a body sensations on how it feels when you want to explore more, how it feels in the body when you're connecting to this fire. And see if you can change a little bit your body position now, because we're moving to another polarity. So maybe you want like really to stand up and move a little the computer, or you just want to shake a little bit. But we're going to move to a totally different frequency on the radio. And I want to invite you to go in again. If it's comfortable for you closing your eyes, you can close your eyes. There is no resistance there. And see again your body sensations. Notice what is alive. Slowing down. And take a moment to feel that you're with your partner. And as I said before, you can visualize even an ex-partner or a future partner or any constellation. And you come home to meet them in the evening and you see that they are not at home. And they left you a little note with a heart, and they wrote that they went to meet their lover. And just see how this feels in your body for a moment. You read this note, they went to meet their lover. What's the impact? Notice the impact. And then they come back at about 1 a.m. and you see that they are full of life. There is so much energy running through your partner. Their eyes are radiant. And they are sharing with you that they had an amazing experience. Taking a breath to that. And another day is passing by. You come home. And again, your partner is not at home. There is another little note. This time they come back at 2 a.m. And you already feel that their energy is not really with you anymore. They are experiencing something that is called NRE, new relationship energy. And their energy is going somewhere else. And see what is the impact. You might feel a little bit of abandonment, some contraction, fear, jealousy, many things that you might feel at this moment. This is really opening slowly this Pandora box. Let's take a breath. And then another week is passing by and they are again not at home. And when they come back, they share with you that they are in love with their lover. And they want to go deeper with them. See what is the impact. Really visualize it and see what is the impact. Let's take a breath. See if you can connect to the need for safety, even if you are a freedom fighter. See if you can connect to this sensation that there is an emotional body that needs some care at the moment. You need to feel the stability of your relationship. You need to feel that you still matter. In some ways, you need to feel again the energy flowing between you and your partner, this energy that is now somewhere else. And take a reference point, a body reference point for safety. How it feels when it's wobbly, and when there is a contraction and you need some support. So let's take a deep inhale and a sigh. So you might want to use the hand at the moment if there is any contraction somewhere, and deep breaths. This might activate our emotional body, this experience. And if you did manage to connect to both flags, both polarities, then you can go beyond attachment. And my recommendation to you is see if you can hold both flags, because whichever agenda you might have, it's a mental agenda. The body and the emotional body and the physical body needs exploration and freedom and evolution. And it also needs caring and safety and stability. It's a bit like you will say that only love is important and desire is not important, or the opposite. And it's both important. And this is why we have this beautiful vessel of our physical body. And this is why we have this heart that wants to expand and to love more. So just see if you're attached to any flag. maybe you're even holding it in a conflict, and see if you're ready to go beyond that. And what will happen if you are going beyond this polarity? You will come closer. I can tell you, just on a personal note, that the real journey began for me only when I was free to do whatever I want in my relationship, and it took time because we had to build really solid ground and a lot of earth before we can increase the fire. In some ways, this is the journey, that you increase the fire a little bit, then you focus, you increase the fire, then you focus, and this is the waves. We actually even don't call it open relationship. We call it choice relating, because open relationships puts you inside a box that you have to be open. And we call it choice relating because it's about having the choice. It's not about being inside a box. We also don't call it monogamy, because monogamy, it sounds a bit like a disease. So we call it focus. When we want to focus more on our primary relationship, we just call it focusing. So let's take a deep breath. So I'm gonna take us now to the next experience that I want to offer you. And this experience is actually something that is really life-changing. Because once you are connected to your resources, and once you have enough resources, then you can deal with the different challenges. And I would say that in the start, you might have these challenges of the Pandora box, you know, dealing with shame, with guilt, with fear, jealousy, all of these things that I already shared with you, and all of these contractions. And actually, this is just one part of the challenges. Because as I told you before, I wanted to share this with you, that once I was fully open, I couldn't hold my wife anymore, because I used to be in an illusion that my wife is blocking me. I cannot fulfill and do whatever I want to do because of her. And of course, this was a really big illusion. And once this illusion faded away and I knew that it's not about her and she's not blocking me, I could do whatever I want. And then I actually understood that she was just holding a piece of me. She was just holding a part of me that had enough wisdom to say, wait, slow down, check what you really need. And then when I started to meet and I was fully free, I actually understood that this was not really what I wanted. And what I discovered about myself, that I'm looking for depth. I'm not looking so much for the excitement of sexuality, maybe also because I had the opportunity to explore that. And I'm looking more about exploring my heart. And for me, this is like the level two of open relating. Not that there is something like a level two, but you know, when your partner is going to have some beautiful sexual experience, it's not really big. It might be a bit big in the beginning, but after a while, that's not the big issue. The big issue is when your partner is falling in love with someone else, and when their heart is moving, and you can actually feel that, especially if you're connected. And this is where the work really starts, and this is where you need even more resources. So I want to offer you a couple of resources. Just to be really clear about this word resources, if it's not clear, just imagine that you're going to run a marathon, yeah? And in this marathon, you want to have on your power, you know, you want to have a belt. And in this belt, you want to have like a power bar, you know? This bar that you will eat and it will give you more energy to run. And you want to have water that you will drink and it will give you more energy to run. So same, just an emotional marathon. Because open relationship, it's about an emotional marathon. I think that it's an incredible journey, and it takes you into freedom and into love, and I highly recommend it if you want to evolve through pain. And One of the main keys is to have enough resources, to have enough power bars for your emotional marathon. And this resource has to be anchored in the body. This, for any of you that already learned about trauma, then probably you already know that a resource is valuable only when it's anchored in body sensations. And you actually might meet a couple of traumas along this path as well. And this is why we want really strong and stable resources. So let's start to explore that, yeah? So just take a moment and be comfortable. See what will help you to be in your ease. Maybe put a hand on your body. Maybe you already have some movements in your body and you actually really need this resource. And just take a moment to close your eyes, to go in. Have the experience of what are you sensing in your body now? Take a moment to really feel your body. And I want to invite you to see if there is any part in your body that you feel that has a lot of energy at the moment. And this energy might be an energy of warmth or expansion or some electricity that feels pleasant, like excitement, or just has part in your body that just has a lot of power. And if you find this body part, then that might be a really easy way to have a valid resource and just go deeper into the sensation. If it's warmth, go deeper into this world of warmth and explore it. If it's some expansion, go deeper into that. And just dwell in this resource inside your body. How it feels. Feel the center of this sensation. And I know that for some of you, you probably cannot find it in your body. So I want to invite you to just take a moment and see maybe a beautiful event that you had lately. It can be a birthday, can be spending some time with your children in something that was really joyful for you and had a lot of energy. It can be a beautiful time you had with your lover that really uplifted you. Anything that had a lot of beautiful uplifting currents and vibrations. And just take a moment and visualize this event, whatever it is. And you can start from the outside, visualize who you are with, how it feels like. In this time and age of COVID, it might even be just time that you had in nature that was very resourcing. And after you visualize your surrounding, go in and see what are the body sensations. If it's a joyful moment, where in your body you feel the joy? If it's something that uplifted you, where is that in your body? And just go to that sensation. Just breathe deeper. And just explore what else is alive in this sensation. See in the body which currents, which vibrations. And just allow it to expand with your breath. Really enjoy it. And as long as you feel body sensations, this resource is alive for you. And I want you to take a reference point and actually put a little flag on this resource by calling it with a certain name. So if it's a time that you had in nature, then how would you call this place and time? If it's a body part, just name this body part. If it's some other event or a meeting, find a name. And in some ways, by finding a name, this resource becomes yours. And then whenever you feel challenged, you can always close your eyes, use this name to come back to the body sensations and start feeling energy. And that's really beautiful because the moment that you have a few resources in your belt, then even when there is something that is really contracting for you, you can close your eyes, come back to these resources. This is inner resources that I'm talking about. Can close your eyes, come back to these resources, and then you will have the energy to have an emotional discharge and to go beyond the challenge. And of course, there is an outside resources that you can use, like actually going to nature, actually, you know, different resources, going to a massage, and going to meet your men's circle or women's circle, whatever is in your life and uplifting for you. And I'm giving you this transmission because resources are a key part in this open relating. And actually in our times, in this apocalyptic chapter of COVID, resources are a key to your life. I'm always joking in my facilitator course that you don't need anymore to offer transformation. The world now is offering transformation to everybody, and we actually need now to offer integration. And to move from transformation into integration, you really need resources. So let's take a breath. So I think that time-wise, it might be a good time to answer a couple of questions. I will just share that, just to end what we did here, then just sharing that actually this path of open relating takes you into freedom of understanding how to be closer in the heart space and how to be more vulnerable in life. And how to let go of shields and feel more. And we were just the five of us about 3 weeks ago, our lover, my wife and our two kids, and we had a week in nature. And it was so beautiful to discover how a flow between five different beings can be so harmonious. And also so beautiful to discover when there is a challenge, how through communication and presence and resources, you can go beyond any challenge and come back into trust. So this is what I'm wishing for you. And I want to offer you also a little bit of a home play of exploring a little bit about freedom. What is really freedom and the different sensations between freedom and urgency. Take a breath. Yay. Christina, do you want to maybe help me with a question?
Yeah, sure. So if at this point you have questions to Shahar, please put them in the Q&A. For anyone in the panelist room, please just put them in the chat and I'll pick them up here. There have been two questions already. One addresses past relationships when you have not managed to kind of embrace this and how to deal with that.
So, well, dealing with that, actually, by the question, I understand that there is an emotional charge, just by the way that the question is being phrased. And dealing with that is, first of all, by resourcing. And this, of course, can be learning how to resource yourself, like I showed today. But I would actually recommend not just to resource yourself, so you don't rely only on yourself, because then it can become a pattern, like a self-reliant personality. And I would also recommend go and get support. Get support either by therapy or by a workshop or a group that want to offer you support, and also use resources for yourself. And if it didn't work the last time, then you need to check again if this is your desire. You don't have to do it. I don't believe that there is one truth. I believe that you need to find what is the right way for you to explore love and relationships.
Thank you so much, Shahar. And we underestimate how valuable others as a resource can be as well, and community. So thank you for stating that again. There's another question with regards to... I suspect it relates to the context of not having opened up a relationship, but fearing being cheated on. And if you have tips for that.
Yes, the first tip I have for that is that that's only part of the mistakes you will do on this path. You know, we're humans, we're just humans. And it's funny, I teach about transparency, but transparency is usually not about the 97% that you want to share with your partner. It's about the 3% that you don't want to share. And this is where you need transparency, but it also has to be in tuned. Like, you have to see when your partner is open, when is the right time and the right space, and what is the right way that they want to hear what you want to share. For me, for example, I like to hear only facts, and only 3 to 5 days after, I'm asking to know more about the experience. And I learned that this is the best way for my emotional body. And you need to learn what is the best way for your emotional body and for your partner or partners. And the fear of cheating is a fear, like any other fear. And the whole point is to have a date with this fear. Take enough resources so you have a lot of power, and then have a date with this fear and see what is there. Probably it's something that is, if you go back, you will find that it's just connected to your childhood, and there is some emotional charge that wants to be released, and then you can slowly go beyond that. And also communicate it with your partner. Say that this is your biggest fear, and let's find how we can have this in-tuned transparency so we can go together beyond.
Thank you. There was another question coming up when you shared about your children. And if you can share a little bit more on maybe how to handle that, and how do the kids respond? Is there anything you could recommend?
Yeah, that's so funny because I feel that, I grew up in a family that was so monogamous, like there was no opening to that. I had lovely parents. And I don't know to tell you how my kids will be when they will be 30. I don't have a clue. I do know to tell you that they know how to be close, and they know how to communicate with many beings in a very beautiful way. And I remember that one time we had a lover in our bed, and my 3-year-old daughter came. And she came in, and then she started to cry. And then I went out to her and I said, "Baby, what's going on?" And then she said, "Oh, are you going to replace me?" And then we had to explain to her, no, we're not going to replace, we cannot replace you. And then we explained to her that this is our lover. And of course you take it slowly. Like, when she was 3 years old, we only explained to her a little bit, because we only want to encourage her curiosity and not more than that. And now when she's close to six, so she knows a little bit more and she knows that we love this being and she knows that we explore. And she actually has an amazing friendship with our lover. Sometimes we're a bit jealous about the relationship that they have. Like they have this, she's like an older sister to her. And I think it's a beautiful resource. Like the way that we experience it is that children anyway are more evolved than you, because being frankly honest, we are becoming the past and they are the future. So their program is already more evolved. And actually learning skills of communication and being more in a vibration of community is very healing. And that's my experience.
Thank you for sharing. Then there's one more question, and also thank you for clarifying the question about the cheating was meant for like any partner. So I think it you answered it in a way that both fit though. So the fear of like any partner would always cheat on me also goes back to childhood and is fear. And so probably same answer, I suspect. Okay. Yeah. So the other question that came up here was with regards to dishonesty about taking lovers and what to do then.
When there is a dishonesty between your partner and yourself?
The only line I have here is, if there is dishonesty about taking lovers, what to do?
Okay. Well, you know, when your kid rides a bicycle, you know that they're gonna fall, right? Like this is the way it is. Or when I learned how to play basketball, it took me a long time before I actually started to shoot. And open relationships, we do not allow people to do mistakes. And in my opinion, especially in open relating, you're going to do a lot of mistakes. If you look at it shamanically, just imagine that when you go to meet someone new that you're really attracted to, then your mind, maybe you had an agreement with your partner when you had soup in the kitchen and you said, oh, I want to have boundaries that, you know, there is no way kissing, just for example, because we're just beginning. But now you're not in the kitchen and your body is awake and your heart is saying yes and your emotional body is saying yes and your physical body is saying yes, and your mind might not be able to stop all of that. And for me, it's about coming and sharing that I had a mistake. And, you know, me and my beloved, we also dealt with hiddens, with things that we didn't share. And sorry, this is my bad. With things that we didn't share. And what we learned is how to forgive and how to find ways of communication that will be transparent. And then actually going beyond the challenge will bring you even more trust. So if it happens again and again, yes, there is a problem. But if it happened once, actually it doesn't mean anything.
Thank you, Shahar. And one last question, we have two more minutes to go, is with regards to a primary relationship. So how to relate authentically in love without keeping one relationship as primary? Is one relationship bound to take primary importance eventually?
No, it's up to you to decide which constellation you want. And our constellation might change. Like the way we are now, me and my partner, we have a soul relationship. It doesn't mean that we will be always most attracted to one another or that we will always love each other the most. But it means that I chose to be next to this soul until the end of this incarnation. And this is her choice as well. And we have at the moment this primary relationship because this is when we listen to and tune in to the midst of our relationship between freedom and safety, we need to have this primary relationship and also for family. However, if you have a different constellation that works for you, that's amazing. Usually you need to listen to what is happening between the different partners. Like there is different needs and different desires. If you listen to the middle, to the circle in the middle, what this circle really needs in order to discover the next step.
Mm. Thank you so, so much. There was so much wisdom and so many practical tips here. And there was a lot of thank yous in the chat as well. I will do a couple of announcements and then come back to you with one final question. But I'm also already going to say, if there are more questions, please find Shahar and all his trainings and offerings online. And we'll be posting. We already have posted the link to your website, Shahar Kasbi, Art of Love, in the English language here. And we'll post it on the Facebook group as well. So we do have a Facebook group for this channel in particular, which is the Tech Intimacy and Relationship channel Facebook group, and you'll be able to connect with speakers and other attendees who are particularly passionate about this topic there. And I really encourage also after the conference that we keep it going and we use it as a platform to exchange and learn and grow together. Then if you still want to use the time now, today is the last day, but we also have the coffee breaks, which are a lovely space to talk and exchange and share. There's a link in the chat right now. You can also find it on our website. These are basically Zoom meeting rooms for you to just freely enter and meet other people on this conference. Otherwise, this talk, if you haven't captured it all or you came in midway, will be available for free on Facebook and on the website for you to watch for 48 hours. After that, I really encourage you to consider upgrading and just getting the library for a lifetime. This is possible for one channel and the main stage or for the entire conference. There are a lot of resources, and also to resource yourself with regards to trauma, with regards to embodied practices to really come home to the body on this conference that I highly recommend. Linked to this in particular, I can recommend Caroline Kabira, who did a talk on jealousy as a gift. Maybe that can be useful for some people. And also a couple of other wonderful selected ones on this channel that really tie in so well with what you shared here. And then that is it from my side, except for one more, which is next coming up. We have Celeste Pomegranate with us, who's going to talk about group intimacy. And with that, I'm coming back to you. The final question we ask everyone is, what's your top tip on being embodied and staying embodied?
My top tip will be humbleness. And it means that along this path, I discovered that the wisdom of the body is way beyond the wisdom of the mind. And whenever I need to have a crucial decision in my life, I go to my body. Whenever I want to feel better, I go first to my body. And even when I meet a partner to explore, before I move, I feel first, what's the wisdom of my body? So my tip will be, no matter what you think, stop. Take a deep breath, go back to your body sensation and start to track the different signs on the path that your body is offering you.
Thank you so much, Shahar. It was a real pleasure.
Thank you for doing all of this. I really bless you for that.
Thank you. It's been an honor having you and all of you who joined us right now as well. Thank you so much for dialing in. And hopefully see you soon somewhere else.
Bye-bye.